I like that. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Go Run for Fun Fitness. And we've got a special guest on tonight. And I got, or today, we got Melissa on too, my co-host. Melissa, you're there, aren't you?
Hey, hey. Yep.
Hey, yeah.
I'm here.
And we got Jen here, and we got me here. And you know what? We're all athletes in our own right, and we're all business women, and we all have it all. But I love what Melissa said. She says, embrace the gray hair. I'm like, okay. It's like, oh, good. And Jen, I love my friend Jen here. She and I've worked together with coaching for a while, and she herself is giving some great sage advice to all of us. And Jen, I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
Jen, you're welcome. Don't be shy.
Hello.
Anyway, she's acting all polite now, Melissa, but I know her. So anyway, yeah, she's acting all polite. But Melissa, I tell you something, getting started to do exercise, running, Pilates, whatever you do, I know that you're doing stuff on the treadmill with your daughter, and
yes.
You know, you guys are running, and I know you just got back from a 5K this past weekend, Memorial Day, I believe, or no, actually it was for abortion, running the Mosaic Run, and that's a cause that's important to you. And Jen, you are an athlete, and tell us how you do it all. She's an artist. She's a designer. She is an athlete. And Jen's like coughing right now, thinking, I'm not an athlete. Yeah, you are. So how do you make it work, Jen? And why did you choose to start exercising, you know, jumping, running on the trampoline, doing Pilates, or doing yoga, and getting your body in shape? And we all would like to be 21 forever, but we're not. So tell us how you got started.
Well, you encouraged me because really it's not my passion. You pushed me.
I did.
Yes, you did. You did. Because I basically don't care. I could be 10 pounds overweight. Just be fine. Keep eating my way through life. So you encouraged me, and my mom and sister and friends probably also helped encourage me. It's something that I have a lot of trouble with. So I had to try to figure out something that I actually could get myself to do, and how would I do it. I live in Brooklyn, in a secluded part of Brooklyn, so there's not a gym around the corner. If I had to jump on the subway and go to a gym, it'd probably be an hour round trip. So that really wasn't an option for my daily life. Sorry about the dog. So for my birthday, my mom gave me a trampoline. And I Googled on YouTube how to jump on a trampoline and found various videos and kind of pulled different jumps from each and kind of came up with my own routine. And she basically said, try to do 6 minutes a day. And for the first time I did it, I think I could only get through 3 minutes. I had to get off and then get back on to finish the six. But it wasn't very long. It wasn't many days before that 6 minutes quickly crept up to 10 to 12, to where then the goal became to be jumping on it for 20 minutes at a time. And there was something on YouTube that talked about if you did 10 minutes straight on a trampoline, it equated to so much running, and I'd have to look it up. I can't remember what it was, but my mom had explained to me that, one, my dad has a heart blood pressure, high blood pressure, so she was concerned about just family history with the heart, and two, she explained to me that the motion of jumping up and down on that trampoline flushes out your lymph node system, which I don't know why, but for some reason is healthy for us. So that would be the way I would get my cardio, and that's what I started with. And then I usually just kind of feel my body craving yoga. So I started incorporating yoga. I had taken many classes when I lived in Florida and done many videos, so it wasn't difficult for me to remember those routines to do it at home. And then something else I mentioned to you, Therese, is I was following someone on Instagram, and it was a mother that had a lot of kids, and she was showing you how to kind of do leg lifts and things at home with kids crawling on you. And I said, okay, well, if she could do that with kids, I'll just kind of incorporate it into my yoga. And that's the
cute.
One thing I feel like that has affected me seeing a quicker change in my body or shape of my body are some of those leg lifts and squats and stretches and stuff like that. And so I kind of just over time created my own routine.
That's really
but
good. And by the way,
for
somebody
me to
who's
do
doing
it.
This.
I get distracted or, and then I won't do it.
Anyway, somebody
that's
is washing
cool.
dishes, so that's one way that you can exercise with. So anyway, that is cool. I've never, and by the way, Melissa, she's being so sweet now, okay, as I said, that she's like, why do I have to exercise? I said, because her mother is she's created a whole workout. She's got her whole gym.
My mom has
a fitness
company. She started when I was very young. So I'm kind of the black sheep in the family when it comes to exercise. It's just, it's never been my thing. I kind of push myself mentally, and that usually exhausts me. So I haven't been one to push myself physically.
I didn't push myself until I was, I don't know, not 40. Yeah, 40. After I had my fourth kid, that's when I started running. And I hated it up until that moment. And now I love it. I crave it.
She craves it. And Jen says the other day, she goes, well, my legs are getting in shape. And she's doing the leg lifts and all that, which I appreciate about you. But Jen, you got it in meditation that you needed exercise because she's spiritual, not religious.
Oh,
and how did that happen?
That?
Yes, of course, Jen. We all want to hear about your meditation experience. So, you know, because that's important to exercise. Because Jen. Yeah,
I'm trying.
Right,
I remember the image I got, but I don't remember the question that led it to me. I think you had asked me to tap into one of the archangels that had to do with health. I don't remember the name, but when I was meditating and I called them in, I got this image of like Papa Smurf. And I just saw his feet running. I kept getting images of like feet running. So at first, I actually tried running. I kept thinking, oh, okay, that's the message. And I tried it, but then with the weather up here in Brooklyn, I didn't find it was something I could be consistent with, which is kind of why I ended up with the trampoline. Because no matter what the weather is outside, you know, I could be in here with the AC on or, you know, the windows open and do the trampoline. I've got a lot of control with that in my house.
Right.
So
she's got it in meditation, Melissa. What about you? I mean, how did you know to start running? I mean, Melissa, she's sweet. You got to see her Instagram page, Jen. She's in here wrapped up in it's below zero, and Melissa's out there running. But she's got four daughters between ages of 60. six and 16, right? Did I get that right? They're
every range, every month. No, I'm just kidding. 6, 8, 11, 16.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, they're all girls, too, which make it even worse.
Oh, my God.
I thought her husband would be running, but she's the one that runs. Isn't that funny?
My husband doesn't like exercising at all.
Yeah. I can relate. Anyway, but how did you get, I mean, it was hard for you to start, right? I mean, that was something that you did a little bit at a time, right? With the baby carriage and then with that.
It was,
and now you're.
Yeah, it was just a little bit at a time. And then because I also started, I had done Weight Watchers multiple times. And I lost 75 pounds times two. Once was for my wedding.
Wowzer.
And so I started Weight Watchers. And, of course, you have to move your body. And so I just started with the stroller, and then I was like, well, let's see if I can go from here to there, and then from here to there. I just kept changing the distance, and before you know it, I was like, you know what? It's me time. So I'm ditching the stroller. I'm going out by myself. And then I would just get caught up in the mileage, and the weight loss happened, and I was happy. I am happy.
I gained a little bit back, but
I'm working at it.
Yeah, well, this one does Weight Watchers. Jen does Weight Watchers, too. So you guys are a big fan of Weight Watchers, and it works.
Well, I played with a lot. I know I explained to you, Tree, where I've had conversations with some women who have had the capability to adjust their diet and look at me and say, oh, you know, I made these few adjustments and I lost 6 pounds, where I'll make an adjustment in my diet and I lose nothing. So what
right.
I did was print these calendar templates just online. I Googled, you know, for like 2019. I print them all. I have them on my fridge. I use colored markers. So I've got one color for the day I do the trampoline, one color for yoga. And I monitored my exercise that way and kind of watched it in conjunction with what I was doing with the Weight Watchers, to where finally I'm trying to convince a friend of mine to do it. And I said to her, I said, if you take, you know, a handful of weeks and you try different things, you'll see what works for your body. So it didn't take me long to realize that, yes, Weight Watchers is helping me, but I'm not going to see the results I want unless I'm actually physically doing those exercises at the same time. I can't just adjust my
right.
diet and get to where I want to be, which is frustrating.
No. Yeah, absolutely. And I find now, because it's been 5 years, I find now that in conjunction with probably going into menopause, like I can run, but I'm not seeing the weight loss now. So I really have to do both. But it's the first time in my life ever I'm going to a gym now. So I'm like, my body's probably all confused at this point, because like just this morning I did biking for 5 miles, rowing, and then running. And then sometimes, you know, then the next day will be elliptical weights, and I just, it's whatever I feel. So we'll see how where that takes me. But it's definitely not just put your running shoes on and go anymore. Which is
so let me ask you guys a question. I hear you. So you have to – I use Herbalife, and that's how I keep in shape. But I've used it forever. And you know, and I like the concept of being paid to eat healthy and well, because I've got some of my friends and family on Herbalife, believe it or not. And but so you guys are, you know, both of you guys have hectic, busy lives. I know I do. So you're a mom of four, and you work full time, and she works from home, Jen. And Jen, you are a mom of a little puppy, and you work full time, and you have your own company, and you create. So how important is it to you feel as women who are super busy to work out, to exercise, to eat healthy? I know for me, if I don't eat healthy, forget it. I'm nothing on the treadmill or when I'm running outside. I'm just nothing. I mean, I can't get it done. How do you guys feel about that? I mean, and it's okay to eat bad some days. I think that's part of being good, eating, taking breaks and having some ice cream.
I eat bad more around my menstrual PMS cycle. But once my hormones have leveled out, then I'm like back to, you know, salmon and salad. But there's that one time a month where it's like, oh, my God, I need carbs. I need potato chips. I need chocolate. I need a hamburger. I need something. And I can identify it, and it drives me nuts because nothing will satisfy it. Like, I can't crave that and go, oh, okay, well, I'll go have a granola bar and think that's it. It's just like I let myself have it and kind of suffer the consequences, actually.
So one time a month? Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say, Melissa, because that's a big one for people.
Well,
Melissa,
I kind of want to say, when you said like a hamburger, I mean, maybe your body's craving the nutrients that that a hamburger gives you.
I'm low on iron, so I have played with knowing that after having the doctor test the blood and tell me what vitamins do I need. I will try to. I'll spend some weeks where I plan out my meals to see, okay, how, you know, am I getting spinach? Am I getting broccoli? Am I cooking in my cast iron skillet? Like, what can I do to kind of up those vitamins?
Right.
But my PMS changes every month. It's never the same. Yeah.
I can understand.
Yeah.
I try not to let it take over, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those things, especially Weight Watchers, it lets you do that. And then you know, you can have that bag of M&Ms, but sure, no, you're going to have a salad with chicken and that's it for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend and I tried
the Weight Watchers. We were discussing it the other day, and I've been on it for 6 months on and off, like meaning I've been working at it on and off for 6 months. And I feel like I know what to do. So I kind of contemplated canceling it. But we both love that little scanner in the app, like when you're grocery shopping, that I almost wish they would let you, you know, for $5 a month, you can just still have our scanner. I would love that because I do feel like I got the knowledge. But what we also were talking about was, it's you get so busy with work or finals or whatever you're doing that the act of logging it in, whatever time of day you log it in, you know, really makes you think about it more. Even if you already know what the right thing is to do. So kind of with that being said, it was like, you know what, like, I'm not there yet. Let me just keep, you know, they can have my $20 for another few months and keep going at it.
You know, I was going to say for 5 years, I mean, I just don't do the math for 5 years. I mean, I've tried to stop, and then it's like, well, I have no accountability. So it's just like,
so the logging in makes you accountable as well, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got
it. Nice. I like that.
They got a good business model there.
They do. And then you feel, you just feel kind of lost. Once you cancel, you're like, oh, you feel lost.
See, I don't know if I feel lost. I feel like I know what to do, but the moment I skew, I almost forget that I skewed. I might skew again. All of a sudden, there's a week, and it's like, oh, shit. Wait a minute. I got off track for 5 days. I didn't know it. Where if I go back to logging in, that probably won't happen as much. Will I cheat in life? Absolutely. I'm not going to pretend I won't. But that logging in might narrow it down to not so much.
Yeah,
so it's great app for that.
You guys, I got to tell you something, and this is what I truly, truly, truly believe. I believe that if you have everything in moderation, you know, because there are days. Yesterday, I got up and I was like, man, I feel like $1 million. But I ate really healthy, you know what I mean, and did what I know what works for me, and I did it. But I tell you, when I quit running yesterday, and exercising, because I ran on the treadmill yesterday and I worked out. I ran a few miles on the treadmill. But, man, I got in my car. I was like, oh, I got to talk to somebody. But, boy, I feel like running again. And you have sometimes, and you have to make yourself stop, right? Because your body needs the rest as much as it needs the exercise. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I know that for a fact, you know. And Jen, I've seen you where you get so tired, like, oh, I need to rest. You don't need to work out. You just need to rest, right?
You can feel it. Especially for me, it's like I want to keep going. I don't want to burn myself out or make myself hurt so much or be sore so much that I won't keep going.
Right. So you want to keep rocking and rolling. How about you, Melissa? Do you ever feel so tired? And if I drink a glass of wine the night before, it's hard for me, but go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say.
Weekend, so I had a great Friday night. I was, I don't know why, something, I don't know, maybe I was, I don't know why I went, but I went by myself Friday night to the gym. And then, so I didn't do anything Saturday, Sunday, Monday, because holidays and busyness. And I felt like because I didn't exercise, my body was hurting. Does that make sense? Like, if I don't exercise, your body hurts?
You were craving
maybe
exercise.
Maybe because the muscles are tired.
Yeah,
or
no, I know
I
what she's saying. Like, if I go through days without doing, if I've been doing yoga and all of a sudden I stop for 5 days, my body's sore. My muscles want it. But there's like a soreness,
no,
like, hey,
good.
You haven't moved, you haven't stretched.
Yeah.
So I know exactly what she's saying.
And I'm like, why do I have
okay.
the back pain? Well, I did fall down the stairs over the weekend, but before that, I was like, God, my back hurts, this and that, and I'm like, okay, this is weird, and I let it get to my head, too, like it creates anxiety for me, like, why does everything hurt, why does my back hurt, why does that make me feel like this and that and whatever, but yeah, I just wonder if that happens. If you don't exercise, your aches and pains come full blown. I don't know.
It's kind of like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, right? Like you get stiff. You need to be oiled up. Like the act of exercising is kind of like oiling up everything so you're looser.
Right.
You know what,
but
guys?
Then, like,
I'm
going to
agree.
2 days I've gone to the gym and I'm like, I'm oiled. And I feel great.
Can I tell you something, you guys? Whatever you do, my dad always told me this since I was a kid. He says, always, always keep moving. And this is my father. He and his girl, or his my new stepmother, his new wife, they're out there traveling and exercising and walking and jogging and doing their stuff. You know what I mean? And he says, we always got to keep moving, because if you're not moving, you're dying. My guy's dad is in a home, and what happened? He goes three. When he gets in the wheelchair, he's never going to move again. And so his dad is 81, 82, and then your friend that you 102, and she's running, and she just broke some kind of world record. Not in her age group, because that would be just maybe her, right? But she had a world record that she created. And she's working out and she's running. She's amazing, right? So age is just a number. Yeah. Mentality isn't, though. You got to really work on that and personal development. What's your thoughts on that, you guys? Personal development. Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone. I love Grant Cardone, you know, so. Two, I love them all. What do you guys think? How
There's
important
no
is that
cheating.
To being healthy? There's no cheating on personal development.
No,
yes,
I mean, it's like
right.
It comes down to that Nike commercial, you know, just do it. Like, I mean, I'll always ask you how, and we banter back and forth about how to do whatever it is I'm trying to do. But whatever the subject is, right, there's no cheat. You just do it. Whatever way that works for you.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. Just do it and do it well, you know, and 80% of doing it well
part.
Is just showing up. Yeah, exactly. You guys are great, great teachers for us all here on the show. But I like that. What do you think, Melissa, about personal development? I know that it's really motivated you. You said I had listened to it for 30 minutes, got up, and was working the rest of the day. That's how I felt. You know what I mean? So
you feel like pumped. It's a mindset. I mean, if you're gonna sit there and be it, once you're if you're thinking negatively, everything else goes down. You're inside and out, you know? Your thoughts and your body kind of just gets engulfed in negative and sickness. So if your mindset is more positive and you more positive and goal orientated, I think it's just a number, your age.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And getting
on that
old
too.
I mean getting just... old, really, if you give in to all that, it's true, you're just done. That wheelchair, you're just gonna die.
Yeah, you're right. So anyway, so I look at my dad, and who just got married again, and I look at other people. I look at that 102-year-old woman. And Jen's mom. Huh. Jen, your mom is like still working out, leading classes, and how old is she now? She's what?
Oh my God, yeah.
Something?
She's God, what did she tell me the other day? She's in her late 60s. Let me see. She's
okay.
She's 69 maybe, 68.
Oh wow.
That somewhere in there.
Yeah.
She doesn't look
still
it,
leading,
you know,
classes.
But she's been she has like over 1,200 instructors around the world, and she's been teaching classes since I was 5. So,
oh wow.
Let me see. She was 21 when she had me. So since she was 26, she's been exercising. I mean, there'd be something wrong if we were talking about her in a different way right now.
yeah, right.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
so
she puts me to shame.
That's okay. Huh. You got some good DNA in you. Look at you. You're moving and craving yoga on the trampoline.
On
what
the,
were you going to say,
the
Melissa? That's good.
Flip side, then there's my mom, who's 82 and still smokes. She's a retired nurse, and she doesn't exercise, and she is one hot cookie.
God, I love
so,
people like that.
I know, right?
Doing everything you're not supposed to be doing.
Her and George Burns. I mean, he lived till he's 100, you know, so anyway, maybe it's an attitude, a state of mind, who knows, you know, I believe that too as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, we're running out of time, so let's, you know, go visit our Instagram site, Go Run for Fun Fitness, and Jen, thank you for coming on, and hope you'll come back, and we'd love to have your mom on as a guest too, and you and your mom together would be such a hoot. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, there you go. Look, Jen's going, yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, yeah, I know. Thank you for being on. And Melissa always closes a call with her mantra. What do you want to? How are we closing it today, Melissa?
Well, I was gonna say, keep jumping, and go run.
Woohoo! Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.